Fact, your designs is talent. The result super nine, cutting nails. Often exhaust super nine, bain bikli, bain bayad. Vchein often exhaust shifonov, bishinov, shum isa blazes. A person is not allowed to cut his nails, whether he does it with a clean, whether he does it with his hands. And even to bite his nails is problematic. So one has to know there's a big difference. A person goes and cuts his nails with a clear is a normal way. He hasn't got a shinui. If you do it with his hands, he's only in the drabon because he's got a shinui. A person cuts it with his mouth. A person goes and bites his nails off. It's also a shinui. Then he's only going to be extra drabon. Besides what we learned before, that maybe siponaim altogether is malach hashem tshichon gufa. Because it's not normally made, because the person doesn't do it in order to use his nails. But some people say since he wants to make his guf nice, therefore it's considered melacha shetzricha l'gufa, like we learned before. But if he cuts his nails in a way that doesn't come out nicely cut, then he won't have this problem. I cough on him. What comes out is like this. A person goes and cuts it with a kli, could be a lisa deraisa, because there's no shinui. If he does it in a way that makes it nice, it's machlokes rishonim. If it is melacha shetzricha l'gufa or not. If he does it with his hands, it's a shinoi, and maybe even if the drabonim got melacha shetzricha two drabonim, because melacha shetzricha l'gufa is on the machlokes before. So if, hey, tipoyim shenitkel shabachelka, a tipoyim which part of it fell, which is already pulled off, or came detached, tipoyim hachkla, nitolesh, עדיין לניטל של לגמרי. אוי שקודם מאפשר סיפורנו ונשאו קצוות תלויים. If a person has cut his nails in Erev Shabbos and the pot is still joined on, or he pulled off his nail and the pot is still joined on, he hasn't taken off the whole nail yet. אם החלק התלוש הוא רוב הסיפורים, מותר להסיע ביודם, אם הוא גורם לצע, ואין לעשות זה ספקלי. ואם הקוצה הבולט, אין רוב הסיפורים, לא להסיע אפילו ביד. I feel a bit more concerned. What is the case like this? We're discussing a case when part of the nail has already been taken, already been detached. If a person, let's say a case, a person cut his nail on Erev Shabbos and he forgot to pull it off. So if void the nail is already, most of the nail is already detached, only a miut of the nail is joined on. Therefore, min haTorah we say kol ha'omed ligozes kegozes on. Anything which is already mostly not joined, consider that the whole thing is not joined. So there's no issur min haTorah to pull it off. Besides that, you've got another drabon on here because you're doing it with your hands. We don't allow you to do it with a kli. You do it with your hands. It's considered a shinui. So you've got two drabon on here. One is a shinui because it's not a normal way to pull it off with your hands. Second thing is, roiv is not joint on anymore. The loch is when it disturbs you, Chazal say you're allowed to do it. But if roif is still connected and you didn't take a disconnect roif, most is still connected, then even if you do it with your hands, we don't allow you. The same thing, if it is roif which is disconnected, but you're doing it with a cleaver, we don't allow you. So when do we allow you? It has to be roif disconnected. And also doing with a hand, you got two drabonon, the mokum tsar, Chazal allowed you to do it. If you got the same thing with skin, you got skin which is partly detached. Partly. Also, even though we learned before that with nails, if it is mostly detached, We allow you to go and detach it completely when it disturbs you. That is only with nail. Some people even say with nails you're not allowed. I'll call upon him. If it is not nails, if it is with skin, then there is a machloikas rishonim. Some rishonim say that only if it is to the part. So the direction from the machlokes, in which direction it has to go. If it's direction mostly to the end of the finger, or mostly to the other side. You made it since this machloekus to show him, therefore we take on an halacha that you're not to do it all together. So when it comes to this skin, we don't allow you to take it off, whatever happens, even if you've got a roif, even with your hands. With nails, then most, a lot of poskim say it's different than skin, even though by skin we say you're not allowed. Some people say with nails you are allowed, like we learned before, and said, hey, and with a nail which is roif detached, a lot of poskim say you're allowed to detach it in a way which is disturbs you. Like you said before, only if you do it with your hands. We find it by tiponayim that the such things on the, around your nails, you sometimes have these skins which are partly disconnected already to the body. To pull them off would be the problem which we learned before, because with pulling off the skin, is even if it is roif pulled off, even if you do it with your hands, it is problematic because you got machlokes b'shenim. Here is more difficult. Why? Because here is not even a shinui if you do it with your hands. Normal person does it with his hands. Skin like this, skin which is on the next to the fingers, and also a person's got skin which is on his lips. Such skin, one doesn't usually do it, take it off with one's, with a kli. One does it usually with one's fingers or with one's mouth. Therefore, to do it with one's finger or mouth won't be a shinui. So even by nails, which we allowed it, we only allowed it because it was doing with a shinui, with a yad. But here a yad is not a shinui. There's another reason why we don't allow you to pull off these skins by your fingers or by one's lips, because it is not a shinui. There's no way of doing it. So even if it makes you, it disturbs you, we don't allow you to pull off the skin or to pull off the skin, the left little parts on your lips which have detached a bit.